Marcellus Works is the name given to a package of bills aimed largely at creating incentives for the increased use of natural gas for vehicle fleets. The bills were introduced by House Republicans last spring. Representative Eli Ivankovich sponsors one of the measures. There are 9 total, and all were moving forward when the legislature adjourned for the summer.
4 of the bills have passed the House. They're over in the Senate. 3 out of 4 of those bills are tax credits. They're in the Senate right now. The other 5 bills as part of the package have passed their various committees and are awaiting action on the House floor.
The bills would, among other things, provide a tax credit for Pennsylvania companies that transition their vehicle fleets from gasoline or diesel to natural gas, create a revolving loan program for mass transit agencies to purchase natural gas buses, and create a natural gas corridor tax credit to encourage the construction of natural gas fueling stations along major travel corridors such as I-80 and I-79. Ivankovich says the bill's overall aim is to strengthen the state's economy.
Policymakers in Pennsylvania have embraced natural gas as a cheap, cleaner energy source. And, you know, look, if we can become a hub for manufacturing, if we can become a hub for energy jobs, if we can become a hub for plastics and other synthetics, I think that we stand a real chance of seeing new growth here in Pennsylvania.
But some take issue with the claim that the energy is cheap and clean. Erica Staff is with Penn Environment.
Studies from the National Academy of Sciences actually show that there would be more climate emissions before beginning to produce any benefits. The Marcellus Works package helps corporations like ExxonMobil and Chevron and Shell and BP that arguably need the financial assistance less than anyone else in the Commonwealth.
There are also concerns about what happens when large fleets switch to natural gas vehicles. John Detweiler is a member of the group Marcellus Protest.
Not only are they subsidizing the use of fracked gas, they're also building in dependency by paying with our money for vehicles that will have to run on this gas for the next decade or more. So even if the price of gas goes back up to 2 or 3 times what it is now, these transit authorities and fleet owners and family drivers will be a captive market for fracked gas into the future.
The Marcellus Shale Coalition disagrees. Vice President of Policy and Communications, Steve Ford.
Well, you know, I don't think it's boxing anyone into a corner. In fact, I think right now you can make the argument that consumers are boxed into a corner under the current situation with the way that we fuel not only fleets, but consumer, you know, and everyday vehicles that are used as well by workers and families across Pennsylvania.
Still, opponents worry the cost of natural gas will skyrocket as more of it is developed and exported out of the state and possibly out of the country. Groups like Penn Environment and Marcellus Protest say they'll continue to speak out against tax subsidies for natural gas and other measures. The Marcellus Shale Coalition and lawmakers, meantime, say Marcellus Works will lead to more jobs and an economic boost to the state. Republican House leadership did not return multiple calls for this story, and it's unclear where on the priority list Marcellus Works falls for this legislative session. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.